Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank as the Powell Panther football team had its home opener over the weekend taking on the Riverton Wolverines, both teams with a new head coach as the Panthers' Chase Kistler opened up the season with a win as Powell pounded on Riverton. 37-7 was the final as the Panthers, despite being undersized up front, worked the ball down the field instantly, basically all on the ground. And Torrin Graham ended up with a 9-yard touchdown run with 11:02 left in the first. Hawkins Sweeney with the extra point to make it 7-0. Then right after that, just a few minutes, Landon Langfelder hits Jesse Trotter with a 79-yard touchdown pass to make it 14-0. Then early in the second period, Langfelder again hitting Trotter, this time from 9 yards out, to make it 21-0, and the Panthers benefited from a penalty against Riverton and ended up getting into field goal range. That's when Hawkins Sweeney hit a 28-yarder to make it 24-0. Looked like that's what the halftime score would remain, but on the ensuing after the kickoff, on the first play from scrimmage, the quarterback ends up fumbling. Riley Bennett catches it in the air and rushes it in for a 20-yard fumble return to make it 30-0 at halftime. Both teams ended up with lots of turnovers in the third quarter, and there was a score after a Panther turnover as Riverton got in the end zone as Trayton Hyatt ran it in from 11 yards out to make it 30-7. But the Panthers finally worked the ball down the field again, basically on the ground. And Riley Bennett with the second touchdown of the game, this one rushing the football to make it 37-7 for the final. Panthers ended up getting 130 yards rushing from Reed Smith in this game, as Powell put up close to 300 yards on the ground, 416 total yards, while Riverton was held to 22 yards in the first half. They finished with 203 in the game as the Panthers ended up really dominating the Riverton Wolverines, as Powell will now get ready for a matchup at Worland coming up this Friday night. That game, a 3A conference matchup. Speaking of 3A from over the weekend, Star Valley ended up losing to Summit Academy, Utah, 34-14, but Jackson ended up beating Teton, Idaho, 34-12. Also, some games out of Class 4A, Sheridan swamped Laramie 42-10. Thunder Basin slipping past East, 34-28. Central got by Natrona, 35-21. KW pounded on South, 54-14, while Rock Springs did the same to Campbell County, 35-6. We're back with more after this.